Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Usually this is when you have to decide if I've done something incorrect. But now I'm going to ask you to decide if my husband, Paul, did something wrong.
Paul's a really nice guy.
No, I'm not saying he's not. I love him. And I've spent my life loving him. So that's not the issue. But we were having a disagreement about this parenting issue. And I don't know if he was out of line for what he did or I don't know. Here's the thing. We went to Legoland. And Legoland has, like, it's not really height requirements for one of their rides. It's they separate by age.
Which is now, so strange to
me. Yeah, I think it's just to keep, like, the crowds down. They, like, put the kids, like, from one age to one side. Just for some rides, they do this. And he had my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, lie about how old she was. Because if she said she was older, the line was considerably shorter. By, like, 30 to 40 minutes shorter.
A minute again. This is so confusing to me. But okay.
Now, who would you like to hear from first, Paul or Dakota?
I mean, whichever one of them is going to explain what happened.
All right. So let's talk to Paul first.
Why did you ask our baby to lie about how old she was?
So she can get on a ride.
Right. But couldn't you tell she felt uncomfortable saying she was 6 when she was really 5?
She wanted to go on the ride.
But then when she didn't answer when they asked her, what did you do?
I answered for her.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
I mean, it's not like it was requirement of like height or weight or anything like that. It was just simply age.
He checked the safety parameters. All right. He did those things.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. This age thing again for rides.
Yeah. But I think it's just to keep the lines down. It's the same ride, but I think like the.
That sounds like discrimination against your, 5-year-old.
No. Here's Dakota.
Dakota. Remember when we went to Legoland? And what did Daddy say if somebody asked how old you were? What were you supposed to say?
I was 6.
And how old are you?
5.
How did that make you feel?
Left out.
Why did you feel left out?
Because I didn't like after saying I was 6.
So when they asked you how old you were, what did you say?
And I didn't say anything.
She just froze.
She just froze. Yeah.
And like my poor baby. I tell her to be honest. Yeah. Mommy knows when you're lying. We always tell the truth. We do all these things. And then dad, I'm off getting ice cream for everybody.
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
And he blows up your whole moral code.
And he's like, if they ask how old you are, say you're 6.
Yeah.
She's like,
you're 6 from now on.
Paralyzed in fear. Paralyzed.
I mean,
she's gonna, and then
said she felt left out.
Where
did she learn that phrase?
I don't know.
Where did she learn that phrase? Whoever that adult is that taught her that phrase, talk to them about it.
And I was like, Paul, why did you make her lie? He's like, we would have been in that other line for 45 minutes. He's like, we were on and off the ride in 10 minutes over here. Like, for whatever reason, the baby line was so much shorter than that one.
Here I am back with you again right now. We're enjoying ourselves. We're spending family time here. Guess what? If she had said she was 5, still over there in that line.
We would still be in that
line. I understand.
But, like, he made her lie.
Yeah.
He made the baby lie.
People do this.
She didn't actually lie. She just stood there with her eyes wide open.
Right. She was just, part of it by omission, basically.
But what do you think? Was Paul out of line for blatantly? Because she doesn't understand.
It's not a safety factor here.
It's not
this
a safety.
Is a time factor.
That's
here.
The thing. It's like, if it was like a height thing, he would never, he would never.
Well, and morally, he would totally be wrong.
Right. But this is a different thing. All she had to say was that she was 6 months older than she actually is.
Right.
What do you think? Was Paul out of line to make her lie? 1-800-330-9999.
From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Is my husband, Paul, out of line today? We were at an amusement park, and for some reason, one of the rides, they separated it by ages. Not by height or anything like that, by age. One line was from 3 to 5, and one age line was from 6 to 9. My daughter is 5. So my husband had her lie and say that she was sick so that we could go on the significantly shorter line. And my daughter froze like a deer in headlights when the guy asked her how old she was. And he jumped in and lied right for her and said, she's six.
I mean,
you could get on that ride.
To me, as long as it's not a safety thing, as long as you're absolutely certain it's not a safety issue, then yeah, lie.
What do you think? Was he out of line? 1-800-330-9999. Ted.
No, I don't think he was out of line, but that happened to me a few years ago, and it backfired. I said my kid was 10, he was 12, we're in line for the aquarium in Miami, and the whole thing blew up. My son's like, Dad, why are you lying? I'm 12, I'm not 10. It was a difference of $40 ticket, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
$40 is a lot of money.
And he was grounded after that.
Right.
Yeah.
You took that money right out of his bank account, his college
That's
savings.
Right. All right. But, Dad, we're supposed to be nice. Better, we're supposed to tell the truth here. And you're like, no, we're not, son. Yeah. No.
Mary, what do you think? Was my husband out of line?
No, I think it's like a little bit of both. So technically, isn't he in her sixth year?
No. It's like pregnancy.
I mean, technically, she's in her 60s. Okay, I get it. So now we're rewriting the way that we do ages. Right. But
yeah.
Okay, right. According to the moon cycle and the blah, 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 right. I mean, she was alive while inside the womb as well. So,
true.
Right, yeah. I mean.
But 6 months past her 50th, so she's 6 months toward her
60th. Yeah, yes, I see. We're rounding up.
Do you work for my husband?
Mike, what do you think? Is Paul out of line?
Yeah, I think he actually might be out of line. You don't know the rules, or you don't know why the rules are what they are, so I feel like you want to make sure that you stick to them.
Paul did not minor in carnival rides at college, did he?
He did not.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess you could have that argument, sir.
Mm-hmm. Leticia, what do you think? Is Paul out of line?
Yeah, I think actually he kind of is, just because mainly how she was nervous and kind of froze up. I think it shows that she has like a nice kindness you don't want to get rid of. And teaching a child to like ignore their gut could have really bad like repercussions regarding like peer pressure and stuff for her in the future.
Well, I don't know about her having an innate. Well, she is kind. It's just not to me.
Right.
She's
right.
Kind to other people. She's a handful.
Thank you.
But we love her. Eric, what do you think? Was my husband out of line for making her lie about her age?
I think it's what the child is comfortable with. If she wants to ride the ride and it's simply a matter of age and she's actually of the right height for it to be a safe experience, then, yeah, it's all in good fun.
Okay.
I thought we were asking about her feelings, because I was going to be like, you know what, morally, you can corrupt the heck out of a five-year-old. We could have them doing all sorts of stuff, bank robberies, yeah. Heists. I mean, if you could crawl through ductwork at that size, imagine the things we could get into.
Mm. Absolutely.
Dad, I'm totally cool with this idea. What do you mean? We get a bag of gold at the end of this, too? Yes, honey, and they don't even get to prosecute.
Those were some great ideas. I wrote some of those down.
Mm-hmm. I don't think my daughter would qualify because she froze up. She didn't say a word. She froze like a deer in headlights. Just froze right there. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies come in. New feature that have the potential to save lives. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.